The Quorum Court moved to suspend the rules with all three readings and unanimous adoption of a proposed amendment to the current Stray Animal Control Ordinance. The action followed confirmation from Judge Mickey Pendergrass that steps were needed to align the county's ordinance with changes to a section in state law. The amended state law, now adopted by the county, reads, "All dogs, cats, and other animals shall be vaccinated against rabies, as regulated by the State Board of Health." Questions followed, with Arkansas Department of Health epidemiologist Richard Tafner clarifying the former language referenced annual rabies vaccines, and there are now three-year medications available. Tafner noted rabies vaccinations still must be administered by a state veterinarian in order to comply with state law. While the new language does not include a reference to a collar requirement, Department of Health regulations do include this stipulation. He also noted licensed vaccines in the U.S. are only available for dogs, cats, and ferrets. In other business, J.P. Gary Smith advised he plans to bring a resolution before the Quorum Court in April in opposition to the $18 annual assessment against each residence and business parcel in the 6-county Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District to pay the debt incurred in purchasing the neighbor's waste hauling operation and the local landfill. It was noted at least two other counties are considering the move. Judge Pendergrass noted a resolution would not have any binding impact on a Pulaski County Circuit Court ruling. The judge's April 2017 order is a result of a saga that began when the Northwest Arkansas Regional Solid Waste District defaulted on the payment of principal and interest to the bondholders in November 2012 and stopped trash collections. After the district defaulted on its debt, Bank of the Ozarks, as trustee of the bondholders, sued the district in Pulaski County Circuit Court. Judge Pendergrass noted people are wanting to place the blame for the $18 assessment on current office holders, not those who were in office when the problem developed. He said, quote, "I wish they would blame the right people," end quote. He went on to say plans are in the works for the court trustee to hold town hall meetings across the 6-county district. The local meeting is expected before the end of March and is designed to give residents an opportunity to address their questions and concerns. In other business, the court, with member James Kerr Jr. absent, gave its support to a resolution authorizing Judge Pendergrass to apply for a $75,000 grant fund through the Arkansas Rural Development Commission for an upgrade project on Denton Ferry Road. Judge Pendergrass said the funds will be matched through $75,000 raised through community cash and/or in-kind donations. And a resolution approving Judge Pendergrass's appointment of Martin Orschnig to the Baxter County Planning Board was approved. From the newsroom, I'm Karen Hopper reporting.